Peter Pan by J.M. Barrie, dramatized in four acts by Philip Glassboro. Act 2, in the Mermaid's Lagoon.
Did you hear something, Charlie? Quiet, Toodles. Listen, boys. The Indians are tracking something.
Are they tracking us?
They're tracking the pirates.
Who are the pirates tracking?
I do wish Peter would come back.
So do I, Curly. I'm always afraid of the pirates when Peter isn't here.
Pirates? I'm not afraid of pirates.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
Sorry, Slaggy.
Just the twins falling over each other. I wish Peter would come back and tell us if he's heard anything more about Cinderella. Getting rather anxious, you know, Nibs.
About Peter?
No, about Cinderella. See, not having a mother, I like to imagine she was rather like Cinderella.
All I can remember about my mother is that she often used to say to Father, "Oh, how I wish I had a checkbook of my own."
What is a checkbook?
Yeah. I don't know, but I'd love my mother to have had one.
Well, of course, my mother was fonder of me than your mother's were of you.
Oh, no, she wasn't.
She always said that.
And I'll biff you one.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, she was. Peter had to make up names for you, but my mother had wrote my name on the nightshirt I was lost in. Slightly soiled. That's what you named me.
What's that noise?
What noise?
Pirates!
Nibs, hide up the lookout tree. The rest of you, into the trees and down to the house.
Quickly!
First.
But, Captain, it was one of them boys you hate. I could have shot him dead if you'd let me fire.
Aye, Starkey. And the sound would have brought Tiger Lily's redskins on us. Do you want to lose your scalp?
Now!
Shall I after the boy with my trusty cutlass, Johnny Corkscrew? I could tickle him with Johnny. Johnny is a silent fellow.
Not now, Smee.
Oh.
He is only one, and I want to mischief all the seven. Scatter and hunt for him! Starkey, Checo, go westward. Skylights and Noodler, head nor by nor east. Bill Jukes and Cookson, strike south. Smee, a word in your ear.
Aye, Captain.
Most of all, I want their captain, Peter Pan. T'was he cut off my arm. I have waited long to shake his hand with this. I'll tear him!
And yet I have oft heard you say your hook was worth a score of hands for combing the hair and other homely uses.
If I was a mother, I would pray to have my children born with this instead of these. Smee. As if this was not enough, Pan flung my arm to a crocodile that happened to be passing by.
I have often noticed your strange dread of the crocodile.
Not of crocodiles, but of that one crocodile.
One.
The brute liked my arm so much, he has followed me ever since, from land to land and from sea to sea, licking his lips for the rest of me.
Oh. Well, in a way, it's a kind of compliment.
I want no such compliments!
Oh, right.
I want Peter Pan, who first gave the brute his taste for me! Me?
Yeah.
That crocodile would have had me before now, but by lucky chance, he swallowed a clock, and it goes tick, 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 tick within him, and so before he can reach me, I hear the tick and flee. Yeah.
You hear the tick and flea? Well, ticks and fleas being nasty little venomous things, to be sure, but...
I said I hear the tick and flea, Smee. I flee, Smee.
I see. Well, look, here's a nice comfy big mushroom growing, Captain. Shall we sit a while?
Once, Smee, I heard the clock inside that crocodile strike six.
Hey, quite handy, really, if you ever need to know the time. So I suppose one day, Captain, the clock will run down and he'll get you.
Don't say things like that! That is the fear that haunts me. Smee. Smee. This mushroom is hot.
Hot?
It's very hot. Odds bobs, hammer and tongs, I'm burning!
What? This is no mushroom!
By focals and binoculars, it's glowing!
It looks as if the top might... Oh, wow! It's a chimney!
Yeah.
Listen, listen, Captain.
Suppose he breaks the glass slipper. Don't see. When Peter comes back, we'll find out.
Captain,
Peter Pan's away from home.
So he is, me. Tis plain. The lost boys live here, beneath the ground.
Yes.
There can be but one room below, for there is but one chimney. Consider this glade more closely. Do you not mark that in each of these trees is a door? Yes.
Unwrap your plan, Captain.
To cook a large, rich cake of jolly thickness with sugar on't. Green sugar.
Yum, yum.
We must leave the cake on the shore of the Mermaid's Lagoon. Those boys are always swimming about there trying to catch mermaids. And they will find the cake and they will gobble it up. Because having no mother, they don't know how dangerous it is to eat rich, damp cake! They will die!
Wickedest, prettiest policy I ever heard of.
Shake hands on't.
Look. No, Captain.
Pause me. Pause.
A vast belay when I appear by
fear they're overtook. Not left upon your bones when you
shake hands with Captain Hook.
Not left upon your bones when you
shake hands with Captain.
Crocodile! Save me, bully!
Nibs! Tootles, guess what?
Did you see the pirates?
I saw a wonderful thing, Tootles. High over the lagoon is a great white bird. It's flying this way.
I bet. Is it a bird? What kind of bird do you think?
I don't know, but it looks so weary. And as it flies along, it goes, "Poor Wendy."
Ah, I remember now. There are birds called Wendy's.
Here it comes. The Wendy. How white it is. Poor Wendy. Poor Wendy. Poor Wendy.
And look, there's Tinkerbell. She's trying to hurt the Wendy bird. Hello, Tink.
Boy, Peter wants you to
shoot for Wendy.
Mm-hmm. We'd better do what Peter says. What do you think, Nibs? Bows and arrows?
Yes, Nibs. Quick, shoot us quick. Peter will be so pleased.
Out of the way, then, Tink. I'll shoot it. I shot the Wendy.
You silly!
Why did Tink say that?
Oh, Tootles. This was no bird. I think it must have been a lady.
A lady?
And Tootles has killed her.
Take off your caps, twins. Now I see. Peter was bringing her to us.
And you have killed her.
Tootles.
I
did it. When ladies used to come to me in my dreams, I said, "Pretty mother." But when one really came, I shot her. Friends, goodbye.
No, don't go.
Don't go.
I must. I'm so afraid of you.
Peter!
Greetings, boys. I am back. Why do you not cheer?
I have at last
found a mother for you all.
Have you not seen her? She flew this way.
Peter, I will show her to you.
No, Tootles.
No. Stand back all and let the captain see.
Wendy! With an arrow in her heart, Wendy is dead.
I thought it was only flowers that die.
Perhaps she is frightened of being dead. Whose arrow is this?
Mine, Peter.
Sotos? Oh, dust and vile. Prepare to perish.
Yes. Yes. Strike, Peter. Strike true.
I cannot strike, for something stays my hand. It's the Wendy lady, see? She's stopping you. Her arm is sticking straight up, though she's still fast asleep.
Potatoes.
I think she's saying potatoes.
Poor tootles.
She lives!
The Wendy lady lives!
Hooray! Look, look! The arrow did not kill her. It struck against this. It is the kiss I gave her from my shirt.
It looks like one of Peter's buttons.
Look, there's Tink up in the yew laundry, still crying for the Wendy. She's alive, Tink.
But it was Tinkerbell who said you wanted to shoot the Wendy.
She said that?
Yes.
Listen, Tink. I am your friend no more.
I am your friend no more.
I mean it, Tink. Be gone from me forever.
I am your poor fairy.
She's crying. She says she's your fairy. Oh, well, not forever, but
for one whole week.
What shall we do with the Wendy, Peter?
Let's carry her down to our house under the ground.
Yeah, good idea. That's the sort of thing one does with ladies.
No, you must not touch her.
Well, it would not be sufficiently respectful.
Do you know, that's just what I was thinking.
But if she lies there, she will die.
Oh, yes. She'll die all right, but there's no way out.
Oh, yes, there is. Ooh. We shall build a little house around her.
Yes. Oh, God. It was on the tip of my tongue,
quick,
that.
Quick, everyone. Bring a piece of wood.
Oh. I'll measure Wendy.
Look, Peter. The new boys are flying in.
Michael, wake up. I think we're there.
Where?
Here.
Yes,
look. There's Peter. Hello, Peter. Is this the place?
Yep.
Is Wendy all right? Why is she lying down?
I'm just measuring her.
One, two. Measuring her?
Yes, I shot her, you see. Here's some more wood, Peter.
Good. Stack it over there, Tootles.
Yes. Righto.
You shot her?
It's all right. I think she's better now. Because of Peter's kiss.
He kissed her?
Oh, yuck. Curly, these boys just seem to be standing around. Ooh. Make sure that they help with the building of the house.
Yes, Captain.
Come on.
Isn't that house finished yet?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it will be.
What's Wendy like it to be?
She's still asleep.
Are you sure? I thought I saw her lips move.
Perhaps she talks in her sleep.
She sometimes sings in her sleep. At home in the nursery.
Perhaps she'll sing in her sleep. The kind of house she'd like.
Sing in her sleep? Oh, that's very likely.
I wish I had a pretty house, the littlest ever seen, with funny little red walls and roof of mossy green.
That's handy. There's plenty of moss about.
Stick it on the roof, then.
But the roof's too tall for me.
Then fly, Michael.
Oh, yes, of course.
Next, I think I'll have some windows all about, with roses peeping in, you know, and babies peeping out.
Come on then, boys. She wants windows.
Windows? How do you do windows?
Like this.
Windows are fun.
All right, girly, that's enough windows. Now she wants roses.
Roses.
Roses? At this time on a Saturday night.
Roses.
And what was the other thing?
Babies.
Couldn't we do some more windows?
No.
How do you do roses?
How do you do babies?
Babies!
finished? There's no knocker on the door.
Toodles, your shoe.
Here you are then, Peter. That an illusion really won, you know.
That'll do.
Absolutely.
Wait! There's no chimney. We must have a chimney.
Yes, we certainly must have a chimney.
John, your hat.
My hat?
Oh, by all means, but...
Oh, my hat! He's punched a hole in it.
That must be for the smoke to come out of. See? It's not a hat. It's a chimney now.
Right. I'm going to knock. Ready?
Or look your best.
Oh, first impressions are terribly important.
Ow!
Oh. Hello?
Wendy.
Where am I?
Wendy, lady. For you, we built this house.
Do you like it?
Say you like it. Oh,
it's a lovely darling house.
Oh. It's a Wendy house.
Goodness.
Will you be our mother, please?
Oh, I'm not really sure. I'd be fascinated, of course, but I'm only a girl and have no real experience.
Oh, that doesn't matter. What we need is just a nice motherly person.
Yes, that's
what we want. Oh, dear. You see, I feel that is exactly what I am.
It is.
Very well, then. I'll do my best. Now, come along inside at once, you naughty boys. I'm sure your feet are quite damp. Oh, and before I put you to bed, there's just time to finish the story of Cinderella.
Tomorrow, Wendy, I'll take you to see the mermaids.
Can I build a kite?
Story,
all right. Red men stay here. Take pipe of peace. Listen to story. But after story, we hunt pirates.
Peter, look, there's another one. Oh, it's gone.
You want to see lots of mermaids, Wendy?
Oh, yes. I'm tired of looking for Michael's kite.
Let's swim over to the rock in the middle of the lagoon. Come on.
All right.
John, Michael, do you want to stay in the canoe?
Yes. We're paddling out to see that huge bird in the floating nest.
That's the Never Bird. She's hatching out her eggs just now, so mind you don't disturb her. Here we are, Wendy. This is the rock. If we're very quiet and still, then the mermaids may come out here and sing to the moon. They often do.
Oh.
This is called Marooner's Rock. Sailors are marooned when their captain leaves them on a rock and sails away.
Do they drown?
Yes. It doesn't take long. Their hands are tied to that stake at the top so they can't swim away. And when the tide comes up, the rock is completely covered by water and then the sailors drown.
How horrible.
Shh. Listen. Pirates! And they're rowing out to the rock. Quick, into the water. Follow me!
Land ahoy! Listen! Laugh! Starkey, you spalpeen, laugh! You'll stove in the dinghy and drown our prisoner of four times if you land it like that.
Sorry, Spade.
If ever a man suffered. Now, I'll make fast the dinghy and you hoist this red dinghy onto the rock and leave her there to drown.
Come on. This is your reward for prowling round the Jolly Roger with a knife in your mouth. That'll learn you.
Yeah.
Well, or you're going to beg for mercy, Princess Tiger Lily.
No! I am daughter of a chief and must die as a chief's daughter.
No.
What will be, will be.
So,
That's your game, is it? Right, onto the rock with you.
Not so rough, Starkey. Rough-ish. But not too rough. Oh, that's it. Or tiger stuff.
Right, sir.
Tiger on the turn. We'd better make haste.
It's a tiger, Lily.
What was that?
Who's there?
Wendy. Shh. I got an idea. Splash the water a little. Good.
Ahoy there, you lubbers.
It's the captain. In the lagoon. He must be swimming out to us.
Ahoy there, captain. We have put the redskin on the rock.
Have you, my lads? Then set our free.
Aye?
But, captain, you told us...
Cut her bones and let her go, or I'll plunge my hook in you.
This is strange.
Oh, better do what the captain orders. Oh, come on. There you go, princess. No hard feelings, eh?
But we'll be. We'll be.
Captain! Captain! Are you there? We've let her go.
Good work, Smee. You'll get an extra tot of grog for this.
And I'll spit in it.
Oh, thank you, Peter Paleface. Thank you, Squaw. Save my life. Tiger Lily, your friend now.
Am I not a wonder?
Hello? Where are you, Captain?
Peter, listen.
Hold on!
Oh, swim away, Tiger Lily. Someone else is coming. I go.
Oh. It's the captain again. Funny. He must have swum round to the other side of the rock. This way, captain. Ducky, you help him climb up.
But the hook, what if he reaches out with his hooks, me?
You must grin and bear it. Come, paddle. Help me scale the rock.
Give me your hand, Starkey.
Right. Ow!
He seems in a gloomy mood.
Captain, is all well?
He sighs.
He sighs again.
And yet a third time he sighs. What's up, Captain?
The game is up. The rich, damp cake was left untouched. Those boys have found the mother.
He means me, doesn't he, Peter?
Hush, Wendy, they'll hear you.
The mother? Oh, evil day.
Yes, a mother.
What is a mother, Captain?
He doesn't know, poor Smee.
Shh! What was that noise? I just hear it.
Must have been one of them mermaids.
Those mermaids, you ungrammatical swab.
Oh, sorry, Captain.
Oh, yes, a mother. Don't you know, Smee, what a mother is?
No, Captain.
A mother is... why now? There is a lesson in mothers for you. Look. Do you see that strange, ungainly creature bobbing about? That is the female Neverbird.
Who are you calling ungainly?
Listen to her plaintive quack. Clearly the Neverbird nest has fallen into the water, and she is floating past upon it like Cleopatra upon her barge. Calamity strikes, but does the mother bird desert her eggs?
They haven't hatched out yet.
That, Smee, is a mother.
Mother.
Maybe, Captain, that there Neverbird is hanging about these here parts to protect Peter Pan.
Must I hear that pestilential name again?
Take it, Captain.
Where's me?
I thought. Couldn't we kidnap this girl, this mother, from the Lost Boys and make her our mother?
By Cuspid and Molars! Tis a princely scheme. We'll seize the children and carry them to the ship. The boys will make to walk the plank, and Wendy will be our mother.
Never!
What was that?
Oh, Wendy, hush! Now I'll have to be a mermaid again.
Chat them mermaids again. Well, what say you to my scheme, bullies?
Why, Captain, Here's my hand on it.
And mine.
And here is my hook.
We swear.
So be it. And now to more immediate pleasures. Where is the red skin?
That's all right, Captain. We let her go.
Let her go?
Was your own orders, Captain?
Yes, you called over the water to us to let her go.
Brimstone and gall, what cozening is here?
That's... I gave no such order.
Oh, this passing strange.
The voice came from yonder.
Yonder?
Aye.
Crushed me heart, it did.
Really?
Spirit that haunts this dark lagoon tonight, dost hear me?
Wendy, I'm going to pretend to be him again.
Odds, bobs, hammer and tongs, I hear you.
Who art thou, stranger? Speak!
I am Jazz Hook.
No, no, you are not. You are not.
Brimstone and gall, say that again and I'll cast anchor in you.
But if you are Hook, come tell me, who am I?
What shall I say?
Be careful, Peter.
I know. A codfish, only a codfish.
A codfish?
Have we been captained all this time? By a codfish?
Why, it's lower into our price.
Don't desert me, bullies.
Four fish.
Wait.
Spirit! Have you another voice?
I have.
And another name?
Yes.
Is it vegetable?
No.
Mineral?
No.
Animal?
Am I? Yes, but Peter, he's coming.
Yes!
Man?
No!
Boy?
Yes.
Ordinary boy?
No!
Wonderful boy!
Yes!
Are you in England?
No!
Are you here?
Yes!
It's me. You ask him some questions while I circle the rock.
I can't think of anything. Starkey?
My mind is a blank.
Yes.
Come guess. Do you give up?
Yes.
All of you.
Yes, all of us. We give up.
We give up.
Yeah.
Well then, I am Peter Pan.
Into the water, Smee. Now, he mind the boat. Take him, dead or alive.
Oh,
boom, Smee. Into the fray. And made a fresh hand. The Captain Hook
wins. Oh, I'm crew.
You've been listening to Peter Pan by J.M. Barrie, dramatized by Philip Glassborough. Starring Toya Wilcox as Peter Pan. Ron Moody as Captain Hook and Mr. Darling. Georgina Cates as Wendy. Roy Hart as Smee, June Whitfield as Mrs. Darling, Chris Emmett as Starkey, Simon Treves as Bill Jukes, Polly March as Tinkerbell, Eve Karpf as Tiger Lily, Graham Hoadley as Checo, Mervyn Stutter as Noodler, James Cohen as John, Justin Webb as Michael, Max Rottersley as Slightly, Freddie White as Tootles, Ken Gordon as Nibs, James Daly as Curly, and Carla Prosser as Jane. The music was composed and performed by Wilfredo Acosta. Technical realization was by Alec Hale Munro and Paul Arnold, and the Dolby Surround mix by Paul Dealey. Peter Pan was produced and directed by Dirk Maggs.